Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 19th of June. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, following Father's Day, we focus on our Father God, who encourages us through the words of his Son, Jesus Christ, to speak with him like we would with a good human father. Our reading for this week is Matthew chapter 6 and verses 5 to 18. Today we're reading from the New Living Translation. Teaching about prayer and fasting. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask him. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Amen. Everyone agrees that love is important. We talk about it, we sing about it, we show it. Sometimes our society seems obsessed by it. But where does love come from? Love starts with God, our Father in heaven. It comes from him. We were created by God to learn to love him and to show his love to others. When we realize that, we come to understand that life really is about love. If we want to truly know what love is, then first we must learn to know and love our Heavenly Father, to recognize that he is the source of our love. That's why Jesus encourages us to speak openly and simply with him, like we would a good human father. Our Heavenly Father knows what we need even before we open our mouths, so we have no need to babble on at him. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us and to restore our relationship with him. Jesus shows us perfectly what it means to love God and to love others. Everything he did in life and in death was perfect love. It is our Father in heaven who gives us the power to love. He lives in our hearts, and as we converse with him day by day and moment by moment, he makes us more and more like his Son, Jesus. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. How well do the choices you make reflect your love for your Heavenly Father? I do hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we consider Jesus as our Heavenly Father's portrait. We'll be right back.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.